Hi, it's Robert Tripp Clark from Vectis Radio, and I'm with Neil Chapman from the Hovercraft.
Hello, Robert. Nice to meet you today.
Nice to meet you. You did a really good speech today about the hover and the community.
That's really kind of you to say, and I have to say it hasn't been a journey that we've done by ourselves, and it's a journey we're still on. We set out in trying to listen to feedback to understand how we could make our service better. And we could only do that with the input, though, from charities, users. And so actually instrumental in that was a charity on the Isle of Wight called Isle Access, who gave us feedback about our service, and our user group called HUG. And by getting that feedback, we can then try our best to try and improve our services. And that is for anybody in the community. It could be somebody who maybe just needs a bit of help with their extra bags, or it could be somebody who's in a wheelchair. It's a wide-ranging area of the community that we need to make sure that our services are as accessible, as easy as it possibly can for them. But we can only do that with the good feedback and I can guarantee the passion from Hover Travel to try and do our best.
I bet it's a good feeling helping out people in the community.
Of course it is. And the thing is, Robert, as well, is that I mentioned earlier in the speech, whilst we are a private company, we're a public use company. We are public, we're there to the public. And we've got to make sure as best as possible we can get our service to align that to the uses. So that might be somebody who's travelling over the water every single day for treatment. And we've got to make sure that we make that journey as quickly as possible. Or it could be someone visiting the island as a tourist who has certain needs that wants us, you know, to make sure that it's accessible as possible. So I think it's really important we engage. Today's been important to listen, to learn, and actually understand the opportunities for all of us. And I think today's conference is a real good milestone for those businesses thinking about education and employment for those with accessible needs.
The island's a brilliant place, and there's good opportunities on the island.
Oh, there is. You've seen it today, Robert, haven't you? With all the people who are so passionately wanting to engage, whether it be from the councils, to the companies, and to the local charities on the island. Actually, we are blessed the fact that we're surrounded by water and we are a small community with those boundaries. It makes us work harder, I believe. And today's been a good result today.
The Hovercraft's providing a brilliant service to the island.
I have to say, love getting that type of feedback, Robert. Who wouldn't? But also, I think we also need to be, and it's nice if you just say that, but we also need to, sometimes we get it wrong. And when we do get it wrong, we've got to learn from that. And if we can learn from that, then hopefully we can have a better service. So thank you for saying that, though. It's very much appreciated.
That's okay. Thank you for letting me interview you, Neil.
Thank you, Robert. Nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.